Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to FY Infra and Research Limited H2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by XB4 Advisory. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Rasika Sawant from XB4 Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the H2 and FY25 earnings conference call. Today on this call, we have Dr. Varsha Kamal, Promoter, Chairperson, and Managing Director, Mr. Subhash Kamal, Promoter and Whole-time Director, Mr. Bhavin Gaur, Finance Director, Ms. Lina Lad, Chief Financial Officer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation on the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Dr. Varsha Kamal for her opening remark. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Rasika. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our very first earnings call. We are truly delighted to have you here. Let me begin by thanking all our stakeholders for their tremendous support in making our listing on 12th July 2024 on NSE SME platform a great success. This was a significant milestone for us. Before diving into the numbers and performance, I would like to briefly introduce myself and Mr. Subhash Kamal, who are promoters and directors of FY. Further, I would also like to share what drives us at FY Infra. Myself and Mr. Subhash Kamal, we both hold master's degrees in environmental science and engineering from Indian Institute of Technology, Mumbai, that we completed in 1986. In addition, I also hold a PhD in the same field from Carleton University, Ottawa, Canada. We both have spent almost 25-plus years in serving the water and wastewater treatment industry in India and overseas. Our services to the nation for championing water conservation and pollution control have been recognized through various awards over the years. Specific to mention, I was accorded with Women Entrepreneur of the Year 2016 award by SME Chamber of India. What excites me most is how environmental engineering can translate purpose into impact, how we can treat wastewater and support industries in becoming more sustainable. This was the foundation on which myself and Mr. Subhash Kamal started FY with a vision to bring engineering excellence to environmental solutions, creating value for all stakeholders within our ecosystem. Now, moving on to FY. FY is a technology-driven environmental engineering company specializing in integrated water and wastewater management solutions. Our core competency lies in designing and executing high-efficiency effluent treatment and recycling plants, zero liquid discharge systems, sewage treatment and recycling plants, as well as water treatment and distribution systems. We operate at the intersection of sustainability, technology, and regulatory compliances serving both PSUs and private clients across India and international markets. We are pleased to report our second half year ended 31st March 2025 and audited figures in respect to the financial year ended 31st March 2025. In financial year 2025, our operating revenue stands at 18511.93 lakhs, reflecting a growth over 27.53% compared to 14515.93 lakhs in financial year 24. We achieved growth in both EBITDA and PAT. Our EBITDA is 3001.99 lakhs, showing a year-on-year growth of 47.13%, while our PAT is 2011.28 lakhs, stands at 10.86% of revenue with a growth of 44.65% over financial year 24. This performance is driven by higher execution efficiency, supported by continuous monitoring and control through value engineering and implementation of latest engineering softwares, as well as through technical and soft skill training of employees. Now about talking on our working capital and receivables. The reduction in trade payables and resulting negative cash flow is driven by the deployment of necessary funds to ensure higher profitability through cash discounts, leading to savings in direct costs, that is direct procurement costs. Moreover, the increase in trade receivable days is attributable to peak in billing cycle and commercial terms with clients, leading to booking of 74% of total revenue of H2 financial year 2025 in last quarter. Further, it is pertinent to note that surge value of total receivables comprises of export orders executed during this period of 2010 lakhs in H2 FY25, which are backed by 100% letter of credit from customers. And it also includes 18% value of total receivables towards retention. We remain focused on sustaining this growth momentum in next financial year with availability of adequate working capital, addition of talent in the team, improved efficiency by software implementation, employee training, and strategies we have implemented to enhance operational efficiency. We are also confident in our project pipeline and strategic approach of project selection due to better credentials we have now. Our continued focus on timely project execution, prudent cash management, and technological advancements will be key to driving value creation for our stakeholders. I will now hand over to Mr. Subhash Kamal, who will elaborate on our growing trust in ZLD-based solutions and some industry highlights and recent wins. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Varsha, and good evening to all who are on call today. Thank you so much. I'll take you to the strategic plan your company has for this year and next 2 to 3 years. And so I take you through that roadmap. See, that today the environmental engineering is no more known as a pollution control, but it's a zero liquid discharge where you are not supposed to drop a single, you know, any water. So all the projects today in market are for zero liquid discharge. We are also, although there is a government thrust on ULBs, where water supply, sewage treatment, sanitation, those projects are there in mass. Earlier we were restraining ourselves to PSUs with larger projects limited to ZLD, but we feel responsible to address to all society members, every part of the society related to environment. So we are now seriously considering and participating some large projects for ULBs in a cluster, which will add to our revenue and also the profitability as we have different technologies to offer. Now, the zero liquid discharge projects are still not that clean as it was conceptualized. It's a selfish approach where only you get the water, but still residues are thrown into the environment. In long term, it is not beneficial. Your company has been working on it for a couple of years to make it a zero discharge, wherein every product, every byproduct, every waste is converted into a product, which will change whole scenario of environment. Because it took zero liquid discharge concept to become a reality, it took almost 6 to 7 years. And ZD, zero discharge, I'm sure people have started picking up. All my clients are trans, PSU, they're all excited, waiting for us to really set up a system for them, for which we're waiting some formalities related to our patenting. We expect that we should be launching it for year 27. That will change whole scenario and hope FWA will be the company who will be leading this and rest will follow after 5 to 7 years. Will be a phenomenal thing for your company. Now coming to the some of the orders we have received in this latest included. One is the subcontract from one Malaysian company for Steel Authority of India. Then Tata Steel, we have got two more. Vedanta is a new member in our team, now as a client. JSW is joining shortly. Overseas Thrust that we resolved last time has already started resulting. We have booked order in Ivory Coast and two more projects in Tanzania, having completed one. So this year we have already booked around 80 crore worth export project and there are many in pipeline. As far as operation and maintenance segment where we had inputs and inputs from investors and team members, we should put more efforts on this. To have a perennial revenue generation and more profitability, we have taken it seriously. And we have already got some contract for O&M from Steel Authority of India for 5 years, and the many are in pipeline. Our thrust has been to widen our clientele base, adding more of a leading private sector. As I shared with Anta already, we have got order from them. One and two more are in pipeline. With Jindal Steel, yes, we are preferred vendor with them. We are expecting 3 projects which are under negotiation stage. Tata Steel, of course, has been our regular client. We have almost 28 projects executed for them. And two more we are signing shortly. While we execute the projects, we also need to have a balance between how many projects we can take up. So earlier strength was around 10 to 12 projects at a time, which we have enhanced to 18 to 22 projects at a time. we had a pipeline, order pipeline bidding of almost 1800 crore, out of which few we have not got because of the price reason, marginal price reason. However, as on today updated, even after losing, and the orders which we have already procured of that pipeline is still around 2002 crores worth bidding, where we are already qualified for 1800 CR plus projects, technically qualified. It all depends on our price competitiveness. While we exclude the project, today's maximum safety at work is valued most and has nowadays become part of your even bid evaluation. I'm pleased to share that your company was awarded Best Safety Award by Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, where we achieved 10 million safe man hours without any loss of time or causing any injury to any of our team. We also received Economic Time Infra Leadership Award 24 for excellence in wastewater management, which is a testament to our unwavering commitment to safety and sustainability. May I request our CFO to present financial highlights for H2 FY25. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamal sir, and good evening to all participants. Starting with the financial performance for the second half of FY25, we recorded an operating income of 12,426.13 lakhs, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 10.80%. EBITDA came in at 2,271.99 lakhs, translating to an EBITDA margin of 18.28%. Net profit after tax stood at 1,534.88 lakhs, with a PAT margin of 12.35%. For the full financial year FY25, our operating income was 18,511.93 lakhs, a strong growth of 27.53% year-on-year. EBITDA for the year was 3,001.99 lakhs, up 47.13% from the previous year, with an EBITDA margin of 16.22%. Net profit after tax was 2011.28 lakhs, resulting in a PAT margin of 10.86%. Let me now walk you through the segmental and business vertical performance. Revenue contribution overview for H2 FY25. Institution-wise, 60.23% of our revenue came from public sector undertakings, 37.84% from private sector, and 1.93% from government institutions. Domestic versus exports, 83.82% of our revenue was from domestic sales, while exports contributed to 16.18%. Coming to service-wise, effluent treatment plants with ZLD accounted for the highest share at 81.05%, followed by effluent treatment with recycling at 15.24%, sewage treatment plants at 3.37% and operation maintenance at 0.35%. Revenue contribution overview for FY25 full year is, institution-wise revenue was largely from public sector undertakings at 51.77%, private sector at 46.83% and government institutions at 1.40%. For domestic versus exports, 89.14% of total revenue was from domestic markets and 10.86% from exports. Service-wise, effluent treatment with ZLD remained with dominant contributor at 85.36%, followed by effluent treatment with recycling at 11.32%, sewage treatment plant at 2.98% and operation maintenance at 0.34%. With that, I conclude the segmental overview and would like to open the floor for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Jay Bharat Trivedi from InCred AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, please, sir.
Yeah, congratulations on good set of numbers, sir. So first and foremost, I would want to understand the competitive intensity in this market. So what are the number of players and what's the usual difference between an L1 and an L2 while participating in this contract? Can you speak up, please?
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Thank you. Good question from your side. This is Subhash Kamal Jaiwarma. Now, as per market, if you say it's very competitive, but if you look at what is your thrust and your focus, then it's very selective. If I say pollution control and environmental engineering, so we may have hundreds of companies, but their segment and size is all different. So where your company falls is in, you know, selective, maybe maximum 10 companies where we are in by way of the technologies, past credentials, and financial strength.
Okay. Okay, sir. So what is the category, I mean, for ZLD, if I were to say, so in the ZLD market, what are the number of players who would be bidding for an ideal contract? Any number if you can give it?
They don't go beyond, you know, single digit.
Okay. Okay. No. And this also includes the likes of your MNCs like Veolia and others.
Veolia and all, yeah. But, you know, in fact, we do work in tie-up only in many places. There are regular vendors for some of the selective things. And we do things beyond what they do.
Okay. I got it, sir. And second, sir, on the business front side, the technology that you guys use for zero liquid discharge and effluent treatment plants, is it in-house or in the past we have incubated this technology with some GV partner? How is it like?
It's all in-house because, you know, this is passion-driven team led by Dr. Varsha, and I also contribute, and my whole team of plus 100 engineers are trained like that. So it's all technologies are basically the selection of unit operations based on what is the situation, what is the waste. So one good thing is what you offer a solution is never fixed. It's not a product that you sell. So every case is different and you have all options to apply your talents, your knowledge, your concepts. So you can always have edge over each other.
Okay, sir. Sure, sir. And I know I have spoken already on the cash flow. Can you just brief us more on what are the usual working capital days in this business and what is the advance that we receive percentage-wise and what is the retention in an ideal contract?
Yeah, this is Bhavin. So as far as the business ecosystem goes, we have three parts in the total revenue. It's first is design engineering, then we have a civil work, and then we have supply, and then we do commissioning and erection. Okay, so during the project life of say design engineering step, the revenue books are on 5-6%. Okay, and then gradually as and when the project get developed, we do the billing on a milestone basis, which is already decided while bidding. Okay, so around 30% is around for the civil work. And then rest is supply and commissioning and erectioning. So the billing pattern is depends on that what stage the project is. Okay. So this is what typical EPC working that we do. As far as retention is concerned, it is between 5 to 10% of the project value. Okay. So that remains for 1 year after defect liability period is over. Okay. And as far as the working capital typically is concerned, you can say if I have 100 rupees, we can do the business of around 300 rupees. Okay, this is what it goes like. Because in our, once we do the billing, then the customer take around 60 days or something to process and make the payments. So this is a typical working capital that we are into.
Okay, sir. And what are the plant utilization levels as of now?
We don't have any tangible assets like plant and machinery. Okay. So we have only one RMC plant at the site. What we do, we outsource the whole construction part to a contractor which are very well developed and trained by us from so many years. Okay. So that takes care of the construction part. And as far as supply is concerned, we have all proper vendor scrutinization system and all those vendors who are registered with us and all also approved by the customers. Okay, to whom we give the order and they supply the material. So in this particular business, we do not carry any heavy assets. Okay, so there is nothing like plant capacity. Okay.
Understood, sir. And the last question from my side. What has been the bid-win ratio in the past?
Around 25% to 30% is the conversion ratio.
Okay, so 2000 crore order book that we have under negotiation as of now. 25 to 30%, if going by the past rate, 25 to 30% can be the conversion.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, yeah, thanks. That's it from my side. I'll join the queue in case I have further questions.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Tejas Thakkar, who is a private investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity to ask the question. My first question is, with all the export orders that we are getting, is it from private or is it funded by ADB or World Bank? Because what we are hearing is that... Yeah, go ahead. So what we are hearing is that the funding for the ADB and World Bank might get cut down going to other things that are happening internationally. So will that affect our orders in Africa or some of the locations as we are planning to target this forward? That's my first question. And maybe I can answer this and then I can have a future question.
Okay. So coming back to this question, right now what our order book of exports that we have procured, that is with EFCONS, okay, which is 100% backed by a letter of credit. Okay. So we have a tie-up with EFCONS for the export projects. So they do the construction work at Tanzania or Ivory Coast, and we do the supply, design, engineering, installation, commissioning. And this all projects are 100% backed by a letter of credit. So we do not have any risk of receivables. And as far as the other project goes, as you asked for World Bank and ADB, I think Subhash sir will be able to answer it better.
Yeah, Tejasji, yeah, Kamal. For other projects, we have ADB funded, JICA funded projects where we have bidded. And that's where we do. World Bank also some projects.
So do you foresee any cut down in that budget going forward in the coming year because of the international changes that are happening?
Actually, once these projects, actually they are the top priority. It's all related to water or sanitation, environment. So even if like US funding some projects were there, where they suddenly stopped, right? So we are choosy about that. In fact, we were not aware it might happen, but yes. So luckily we have never put our hand on that. So we go with the ADB or JICA projects and World Bank projects.
Okay.
Well, funded by banks, so they are irrevocable.
Okay, sir. So the second question was, you just congratulations on this new technology that the company has invented about zero discharge. My only question is, are you planning to build this ZD to replace ZLD going forward? And if so, is there a cost increase for the customer, and that's over what percentage? And once you launch this by FY27, will that be commercialized in FY27 or will you have a testing phase for 6-8 months before you can actually launch it commercially?
Yeah. No, see, zero liquid discharge is more of a pressure on industries, because good part of it is up to you getting water. Now, whatever residues are left, that is nothing but concentrated form of whatever was making your water useless. So it is undesirable material, right? And that is not what material. So it's a mixture of any unknown and known things, correct? So that was a pain point for everyone, and is a pain point today, because they pay very heavily for the safe storage. It's not even disposal. So there is a landfill site where they have to pay heavily, and you know, and which is a continuous outflow. So the process whereby I can terminate this disposal issue with them, I save the money, and I convert this product into something which either they use themselves or there is some another industry which they use it. Right? So instead of pain point, it becomes earning point for them. Now, so everyone, those who are operating ZLD, including my own clients, right? They are eagerly waiting, and in fact, we have already demonstrated the success in small scale, and we are in the process of making sure, you know, patent and all that process is going on. So once it is done, we'll be ready. Before we launch in 2027, we may be having few contracts already in place.
Okay. So as I understand, sir, this is an additional thing over and above the ZLD.
Yeah, in fact.
Mr. Thakkar, may we please request you to rejoin the queue, as there are
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Waiting for their turn.
Sure,
Thank you so much,
Thank you.
sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the question queue, please restrict your questions to two per participants. If you have any follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Next question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, I have one question on the growth which we saw in the two halves of the year. So the first half was, we grew fairly nicely. Second half, the growth was slightly subdued. So, generally, in such businesses, we have seen that the second half is more activity heavy, so to speak. So how should we look at these two halves, sir? And what is your sense as to what kind of growth will we see over the next 2-3 years? Because H1 presentation mentioned a fairly nice order book. Now, the bid pipeline is also looking fairly good for you. How do you see the business momentum accelerating? And sir, I have one request also. Then I'm done, sir. My request is, if you can start giving quarterly results. The environment is extremely volatile because of so many factors. 6 months is too long a gap between communications from the company. The entire investor community will really appreciate if you can come out with quarterly numbers. Thank you, sir.
Take care now.
Yeah, now coming back, yeah, Bhavin here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so your question is that first half and the second half. See, as you know, that this is not like a manufacturing or trading, so uniformity of sales is not there. Okay, number one. Number two, in first half, we did the total 145 crore turnover was there in last year. Compared to that, this year we did 185, which is around 27% growth. We had couple of supplies, okay, which were supposed to happen in March, but because of shutdown at SAIL for few days, so that delivery got delayed. Okay, so that was the reason for little low sales, which is around 25-30 crores. Okay, so otherwise things, see, there are certain things which are not in our control. Okay.
Right,
so
sir. I understand.
Supply was, yeah. So that was the only reason. Otherwise, we had a, you know, target of around 200 plus. Okay. So
Right.
this is what it is. And coming to the next year, okay, definitely we are looking for more than 50% growth in next couple of years on year-on-year basis. This is what we are anticipating.
50, sir?
50, yes, 50.
Right. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. And sir, kindly consider quarterly results, sir.
Yeah,
definitely.
Your point is very well welcomed and appreciated. We are, as a management, we will try our level best to publish the results on a quarterly basis.
Sir, I appreciate your words. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit Priyadarshi from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we have been seeing and reading a lot about a lot of growth in STP and sewerage projects. What are the thoughts of the company on this segment, and why are we not focusing on the same in a bigger way?
This is Subhash Kumar. No, in fact, yes, there's a lot of projects on sewerage network, sewerage system, and every town is having those projects, opportunity, but you know, our priority is for a little different, where we take the project and close the project. Now here we have been keeping our eyes on this, but had it been only sewage treatment plant, probably would have still considered in a fall, but there's sewerage system. So if say the project cost may be 300 CR, but sewerage system is 225, right? And whole township, I have to lay the sewer line from home to home, and then so many hindrances. So instead of, you know, doing a project with delayed time, we prefer to close a project before time. So these are same issues with water supply projects, where water connection from door to door, right? Size looks big, but there is nothing challenging. So, and there are so many companies who are into that field, highly competitive.
Okay, sir. And sir, the next question would be on the margins front. We see that a few listed companies are having margins of around 20-odd%. What are your thoughts, or how would the margin expansion will happen for us in coming years?
That will happen over a period of time in down the line 2-3 years. Okay. Hello.
Yes, sir.
So you are talking about EBITDA, right?
EBITDA margin, sir.
Right now we are functioning at around 15-16% EBITDA. So further, for a couple of percentage over a period of 2-3 years.
Okay.
Hello, am I audible?
How do we expect? Yes, sir. How do we expect the margins going ahead?
That is mainly because of dilution of certain fixed cost. We have full engineering team in-house. Okay. So we are also adding few more engineers in this year also. We already added in last year also. But obviously there will be a cost dilution. So that will impact around more than 1% on the top line. Okay. So plus we are also taking more number of projects. So that will also again help us in diluting the other costs.
Okay. Sir, any numbers or any, what kind of margins can we expect in next 2-3 years? Any range would be helpful?
Additional 2-3% from here.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Smith Shah from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question would be that when we compare H1 FY25 to H2 FY25, our order bid pipeline has increased from 1800 crores to 2000 crores, but our order book has fallen from 500 crores to 350 odd crores. Now we are guiding for 50% kind of growth. So for the next 1 year, like by FY26 end, what kind of order book do you intend to close the year with?
We have executed few projects also. That's why the order in hand has gone down Okay. Plus, at the same time, we have bid more projects, so it is an ongoing process. Some projects comes of added, some are already executed, so that is a volatile figure. Number one. Number two, we are expecting a good number of orders to be converted in the first half of the this current financial year, 2025-26. Okay, so this is what we are working on, and as I mentioned that we are looking for at least 50% growth Y-on-Y for next couple of years.
Okay, understood. And what are the average size of orders that we are tendering for going forward?
That is around anything more than 75-80 crores.
Okay, understood. And just one last question. Out of this 2000 crore bid pipeline that you mentioned, how much out of that is ZLD and how much out of that would be for the export markets?
Around 500 crore export market, rest is ZLD.
Okay, understood. Yeah, that's all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sadika from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Actually, you just said that we're looking at a good number of orders to come in H1 of FY26. So can you please quantify that?
There are 3-4 projects that we have already done the T1. Now we are expecting that to convert in L1. So it would be around say 300 and odd figures.
So what kind of order book are we looking at by the end of H1?
600 plus 600-700 near.
And that is after what we've executed, right?
Yeah, and yes.
Okay. And, okay, fine. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Soumya Shah, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you. My question is to continue on the order book. What is the average timeline to execute a 75-80 crore project? One. And two, in terms of going forward, what can we expect in the order book? Is it going to continue around effluent treatment plants only and operations and maintenance, or any other areas the company is looking to go into?
Yeah. So average project time is around 12 to 18 months. Okay. And we are right now doing EPC projects majorly, but over a period of time we are also going to focus more on the operation and management. Now previously the order size was small, just like 25-30 crores. Okay, so the O&M was also not very much attracted or bigger figures, but now we are executing anything more than 7500 crores, so the O&M part is also a good number of number in value. So we are focusing on O&M also, and we have developed a team of engineers over a period of time to execute that. So definitely that will be the focus of management also for the future sustainable revenue.
Sure. And do the margins change?
O&M carry around 30-35% EBITDA.
Okay. Versus the other would be around 20% in the long run.
Yeah.
Understood. And the focus would be to continue around public and private sectors, or is it also to focus around other government institutions or government initiatives as well going forward? That's kind of
we are mainly right now focusing on private and PSUs only. But if given an opportunity, if there is a good project with clear execution timelines, because in the government project, the major point is the land acquisition. So we don't want to get stuck with those local issues. So if we get any opportunity of such kind of projects where those hurdles are not there, our funds are safe, okay. So definitely then we would like to do it. So considering all risk of any business carries, if that sounds, that fits in our philosophy of taking the project, then definitely we would like to do.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Participant, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Tejas Thakkar, private investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So I just want to complete my previous question that Kamal was asking. So basically, ZD would be an over and above thing on ZLD. Is that understanding correct?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Mr. Thakkar, may we please request you to use your handset?
Yeah, one second.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So sorry for that inconvenience. I was asking that the ZLD, like what I was given to understand was that ZD is over and above ZLD, which will take care of the remaining container there. So I just wanted to understand. So going forward, will all ZLDs by default come with an additional ZD, and that means we have an additional margins? Is it more margin accretive for us, or will it be bundled in ZLD itself?
No, this will be added on.
Okay.
See, all existing ZLD will opt for ZD because it will save a lot of money for them. And we worked out the recovery payback period was around 2 years, right?
Okay. Please complete.
So this ZD will be choice. It's not that we want to push it. It will save a lot of money for those who are doing ZLD today.
Correct. Understood, sir. Can you give a rough estimate, if possible, on the EBITDA margin? I think ZLD is currently at 20%, 18 to 20%. So what will ZD be at?
See, ZD is a concept by your company, F4, right? So we must take some advantage also.
Okay.
When we are, it's our technology and we are having a lot of patents getting patented and all that, it's a strategic decision.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Smith Shah from JHP Securities. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. There was one more question. So looking at your debt, it has increased from 14 crores in FY24 to 30 crores in FY25. So what kind of debt, more incremental debt, you will have to take to fund the working capital requirements for FY26?
For FY26, we have a sufficient bank limits and funds available. So we don't go for any, except we get any bigger project of single size of 300 or some odd crores project. Otherwise, we have a sufficient fund to execute 25-26.
Okay, understood. And one more question. You said that you were not able to get some orders recently because of the price issue. Was there any other issue that you faced?
No, we don't have any other issues other than the, as you sir mentioned, that is the price margins.
Okay. And sir, this year we have done 16% annualized margins, EBITDA margins. So this is because the ZLD has increased as a percentage of our revenue, or is there some other reason?
No, ZLD is that reason, plus there is also increase in the total top line, so that has diluted some of the fixed cost. So put together, it is around 16%.
Okay, understood. That's it from my side. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Arnab Bhattacharji, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
So I was interested in knowing what is the percentage that we are currently spending in our R&D. How many scientists we have? And question two would be, like, with respect to ZD or zero discharge, is there a industry we cater to? Because I believe, like, this can be a difficult thing to integrate with different industry. For example, pharmaceuticals will have different kind of discharges and would need separate treatments. an iron steel industry will have a different kind of discharge, so it will be like selective industry based. So I wanted to understand the technology that you are developing, is it generic or is it focused on some particular industrial?
Yes, Mr. Bhattacharya. This is Subhash Kamal. Now, point number one. In-house, our R&D, we have R&D by experiment design and the with respect to the objective. Correct. Where Dr. Varshav, me and all my team, they are professional chemical engineers. So we frame the design, we have associates where we get the experiment conducted. Once we have bench scale trial successful, we go to piloting. That is the setup we have now. Two, coming to JD, yes, as you rightly said, for every industry it may be different. Now we are talking about, we are taking the case beyond ZLD. That is the residue left over from your evaporators. So anything in solid form is nothing but the inorganic salts contaminated with any organic materials. Right? So we are doing, one is organic separation and ultimate disposal by suitable means, which is very affordable. Two, inorganic salt separation by different processes. So each salt we separate and is reusable elsewhere or in the same industry. We have already done for two, that's for steel, and we have also done for one chemical industry, two cases, and pharma is much easier to deal with because apart there we have maximum contamination due to organics.
Thank you for your response, sir. In future, do you plan on adding more scientists beyond, you know, the senior team operating, or are you guys happy with whatever count you have today?
Well, in fact, our background has been hardcore R&D. We are all R&D guys, basically. So we turned into engineering. Now we are hardcore EPC company. So engineering, we have been from NIRI, IIT, you name. So this has been Dr. Varshav, PhD. A lot of papers we used to publish. So we thought, why not help industries? That's what we are.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for your response.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Sanika from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Just one more question. In one of the conferences which was held very recently, we said that we're looking at around 350 crores of top line in FY26. And now we've given a guidance of 50% growth, which comes to around 270 crores of top line. So can you tell me what has changed for you? Like, is it because of low order book or are we just being conservative?
Sarika, we are working on that line only. Okay, so conservatively what we are putting the figures. Okay, but we are putting all our efforts and all our team to achieve, as we have already told, around 300 to 350. So there is nothing,
so
reduction in the order book or something like that. On the contrary, order book what we are expecting in the first half is much more than what we were talking about.
Okay, so that means we are still on track for 350 crores top line in FY26.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, sure, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jay Bharat Trivedi from Incredi MC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, so just wanted to understand on the raw material side, can you give up key raw materials where any change in pricing can affect our margins, so the composition of our raw materials, if you could give that?
Yes, sir. This is Subhash. With most of the contracts, we have escalation clause.
Okay.
Right, and related to the material, if copper, zinc, steel, it's well related to that. Except for, you know, is even for the erection cost, you know, manpower, so we have different prices. So when if the project gets delayed due to clients, they pay me escalation under different class. Over and above, we can get this difference also based on diesel price and, you know, all those things are there.
Okay, sir. In the ZLD, sir, do you also do have a process where you incorporate RO, reverse osmosis, or we have a different process?
No, actually, you have a lot of pre-treatment depending on the industry and the wastewater also quality. Lot of pre-treatment before it comes to ultrafiltration and RO. Okay. And then something it is beyond RO.
Okay,
that
so
is for my process.
Okay, so for RO, the cylinders or the candles that you have, those are supplied by third parties, if my understanding is correct.
Yeah, we have, it's Veolia who supplies, we have a tie-up for our benefit.
How many suppliers you would be having?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Trivedi, may we please request you to rejoin the queue, sir?
Sure, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thanks, all the best, sir.
Next follow-up question is from the line of Soumya Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for allowing me to ask the question again. Just wanted to check, are we taking any JVs or are we doing any JVs with any other infra players or any financial JVs the company has?
JVs?
Any joint ventures?
Can you repeat one question?
Sure. Are we doing any joint ventures or any financial JVs that say some other EPC company has got a contract and then they subcontract it to you? Any such arrangements or are you directly getting the orders from your partners?
We do. To our own interest, we do mostly with overseas company, not from Indian company.
And would the overseas order book be JVs with overseas players entirely, what? Or would it be just some part?
What is that? Your question?
Sorry, we are not able to listen your voice properly.
So, my question was, are there any joint ventures or any financial JVs which we have done with any other infra companies? Hypothetically, they got... they won a tender or they won a project and they subcontracted it to you?
No. It's not like that.
Okay, so you are directly getting the projects from the private or the public sector enterprise?
Yes.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harsh Maru, Independent Equity Advisor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. My question primarily relates to whether the second generation is involved in the business. If yes, how? And also if you could talk about the leadership which goes beyond the promoters.
Just a minute.
Yes, Harsh. This FO, in fact, you will find totally professionally run company. There is no flavor of any individual holding and commanding things. It's all system driven, number one. Two, next generation, in fact, Shravani Kamal, she is Mumbai University gold medalist. She is from IIT Guwahati Environmental Engineering. She worked for 3-4 years here in FO. She went for her MBA from Harvard, parallel to Harvard. And she is taking some experience, global experience, before she plans to come back, or she will take this forward effort for overseas business. The second man, Chadesh Kamal, he is mechanical engineer. He also went to US, did his master's in mechanical engineering with related to our field of environmental engineering. He had joined back two months back, effort. So if you say this is next generation, so yes, they are relative, son and daughter. So, but they are totally professional. Their qualification must be on, you know, they don't qualify to be here due to relation, but they will, due to their qualification. And they're planning. Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Thank you so much for the detailed response.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Subhash Kamal, promoter and whole-time director, for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all of you who joined this signing conference. I hope we have answered your questions to your satisfaction. We look forward to your suggestion, if any. And if you have any further question, like you to know about company, any question that you have, you may please reach out to XB4 Advisory, who are our investor relation agency. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of FY Infra and Research Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.